This episode contains a medical role-playing scenario between two consenting adults. Please listen at your own discretion.
Glad you can make it. You're a lifesaver, you know that? I've had 3 no-shows for this study. You'd think paying people to come in and touch themselves in the name of science would be enticing enough, but I guess not. Anyway, thanks for doing this so last minute. It is completely and utterly unethical to have my girlfriend and be in a paid research study I'm conducting, but I won't tell if you won't. And I promise I'll make it worth your while. Financially and otherwise. We'll just have to act like we don't know each other, okay? Can you do that? I'm gonna try my best. So, if you'll just take a seat on the bed there. All right. So, I'll give you a little rundown of how things are going to go today. As you know, today we are conducting a study on female sexuality, particularly brain activity during intense sexual pleasure. There is so much about the brain we still don't understand, especially when it pertains to desire and pleasure. And by monitoring your brain activity while you sexually stimulate yourself, we hope to gain some useful data. Over the years, there's been a lot of data collected on male sexual desire and pleasure, but studies on the female orgasm have been sorely lacking. So, thank you for being a part of this. So, while you're here in our comfortable bedroom suite, I will be on the other side of that wall monitoring what you're doing and your brain's reactions. It's a non-traditional exam room, primarily to ensure your comfort. A lot of patients find hospital rooms to be very unsexy, so we did our best to make it feel like you're at home. If you could please attach these electrodes to each of your templates for me, please. Perfect. It might feel a bit strange, I know, but they are perfectly safe. While I'm in the monitoring room, I'll be directing you on what to do, how and when to touch yourself. We take things entirely at your pace. So, if you ever need to stop or slow down, just say the word. All right, ready? Let's get started. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Perfect. I'd like you to take some nice, deep breaths for me. We're just setting a baseline right now. Perfect. Very good. And again? Excellent. You are, by the way, welcome to take off your shirt. Obviously, the pants will need to come off, but feel free to do whatever you want. Okay. I'd like you to begin masturbating. Just whip your fingers to start. The goal is for you to get yourself into an aroused state. You are welcome to touch any part of your body. Your breasts, for instance. Thighs. Whatever you need. I also encourage you to vocalize your pleasure. That is helpful for us in recognizing and noting sensations during data collection.
As we go on, I'm going to ask you to describe some of what you're experiencing. I know it might be a little difficult in your distracted state, but just do your best. If you think it would be helpful, I'm happy to provide some direction for you. Tell you, perhaps, what to do? Yes? Okay. So, I'd like you to use your fingers to slowly stimulate your nipples. Just graze over them. Like that. Perfect. And give each one a squeeze between your fingers. Yes. Another. Continue squeezing, please. A bit harder than last time. Yeah, again, and harder. Very good. Very good. Fuck. We are already starting to see some activity on the monitor, so that's very good. I'm guessing that feels pleasurable? Yes? How would you describe the sensation? Heightened pleasure? Just writing that down. Continue stimulating the left nipple, please. And with your right hand, I'd like you to touch the inside of your thighs. Don't touch anywhere else yet. Just keep your fingers on your thighs. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Just trail your fingers gently around your thighs. Perhaps tease yourself a little? Just give your entrance some light touches. Our sensors are picking up that your heart rate is elevated and your breathing is a little heavy. Very good. Now, using two fingers, I'd like to check how wet you are. Do you mind if I, well, using the biological terms, vagina, labia, some people can find those to be a bit of a turnoff. Would you mind if I used a little bit more casual language? Just to ensure you reach the highest states of pleasure possible. Yeah? Great, okay. Well, in that case, I want you to put your fingers at the entrance of your pussy. See how wet you are. Yeah? You're a little wet? Okay. Would you call that 3 out of 10? Yeah? Okay. Very good. Take some of that wetness and drag it up your clit. Yeah. Just like that. You're doing great. Do you want to play with your clit? Kinda seems like you do. Go ahead. You can touch it. Perfect. Yeah, just spread that wetness around. Work your clit a little. Not a lot. Just enough to get your wetness to, say, a 6 out of 10. Okay? Just like that. Yeah. Keep going. Good. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your state of excitement right now? Okay. Very good. Let's move on to the next stage of the study. Behind you on the bedside table, there's a vibrator. Could you grab it, please? Perfect. Now, press the button in the center and turn it on to the lowest setting. Okay, now, place the tip of the vibrator right up against your clitoris, please. That's intense, isn't it? Yeah, I can tell from the readings. Increase vocalizations. Yeah, keep going. Drag it down nice and slow through your folds. There you go. Back up to your clit. And hold it there. Yeah. Keep holding. I know it's intense. Keep going. Good. Good. Get loud. Get nice and loud for me. You're showing physical signs of extreme arousal. Very good. You clearly don't have a problem getting nice and wet. So, go ahead and click that button on the vibrator one more time for me. Yeah, take it up to the next level. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And slide that down through your folds. Fuck. Yeah, hold it right there. Right up against your gorgeous pussy. That's right. Hold it there. You're doing so good. So good for me. You seem to be responding really well to, dirty talk. Would you like me to continue doing that? Yeah? Telling you how fucking sex you are with that vibrator? Okay then. Good. Good. I can do that. I'm just taking some notes here about your readings. Uncontrollable hip movement, extreme wetness. You'd call it extreme? Yeah? Fuck, that's hot. You get really wet when you masturbate, huh? I mean, I can see from here that fuck, your pussy is glistening. You know, it would be really helpful if I could get a closer look and maybe feel for myself how wet you are. Yeah? Would that be all right with you? If I came into the exam room for a few moments? Okay. I'm on my way.
Okay. Alright, let's see here. I'm just going to push your legs apart. God, you have a gorgeous body. Yeah, just keep the vibrator there on your clit. Don't want you to lose momentum. And I'm going to press my hand up against your pussy. Right at your entrance there. Oh yeah. You're very wet. I would say a 7 out of 10 probably. I'd like to see if we can get you to a 10 out of 10. What do you think? You want that? Yeah? For the sake of the study, it would be really helpful if I could bring you to an extreme, intense orgasm. And while I'm sure you're more capable of handling that on your own, perhaps you'd like my assistance? Good. I'm just going to... Fuck. I'm going to push my fingers inside of you. Fuck yeah. There you go. Just gonna pump in and out of you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.